You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of Revelation, chapter 2 and verse 6. What this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. In another passage in Revelation, the deeds of Nicolaitans were referred to as the doctrines of the Nicolaitans. And in our study some time ago, we discovered that Jesus was referring to what the money changers whom he drove out. That was something he hates, that anybody who worked with him then would know that Jesus hated this thing because of the way he reacted to it. We never saw Jesus reacted to anything like that. He reacted to people who had turned his house into dens of robbers, that the whole thing for them is about money. That was what Jesus reacted to in a way we never saw Jesus reacted to it. But what I want to point out here is that the church in Ephesus, they hate these things. They themselves hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, and Jesus commended them. But I want you to just, for a moment, think about this. Do you think the Nicolaitans would like the church in Ephesus? And what they were doing it in the church. It's doctrine of the Nicolaitans. So the Nicolaitans were not like a strange people that the church doesn't like. They were people who were practicing materialism. For them, the gospel is about money. So that was what they were doing in the church. And Jesus was commending the church for hating them, for hating their deeds rather. Now, the Nicolaitans are not going to like the church. They are also going to fight back. They are going to speak against the church. This is what is happening today. Some people will see it and say, why are we attacking one another in the body of Christ? No, we are not attacking one another. It is not an attack. Let me tell you, recently I had a surgery on my back. Why? There was a lump on my back and they removed that lump. They had to open me up to remove it. You may look at it and say, hey, why are you cutting him? Why are you inflicting pain on him? But no, it is not pain on me. The doctor was not against my body. He was for my body. He was trying to remove something that should not be in my body, away from my body. And they succeeded in removing it from my body. Brethren, it is not fight in the body of Christ when we speak against falsehood and people who are preaching a strange gospel. It's not an attack on the body of Christ. One of the signs of false preachers, false prophets, is that they will call it an attack. That's their language now. Why are we attacking each other? Why are you attacking? You know, because what they want is that they want you to keep quiet and allow them to do anything they want to do. That's what they love. But they will never have it like that. By the grace of God, it will never be so. There is no fight in the body of Christ. In the body of Christ, we are one. We are one. I don't have any problem with anybody exposing false preachers. I don't have any problem with it. I don't see it as an attack. If I preach something that is not correct and somebody comes out and speak against it, it's not an attack against me. It's a protection for the body of Christ. It's a protection for the precious people in whom he died and used his precious blood to redeem. It's not an attack. So we must be prepared for the Nicolaitans' hatred. The Nicolaitans will hate us and they will fight back. And we must never, because of that, say, okay, let's accept their deeds. We will never accept their deeds. It's just look at Southern Africa. There are just so many false prophets there. And they are doing everything today to prove that they are also born again and they are also part of the body of Christ. And they are not. And we have it. It's across Africa. It's just that Southern Africa needs prayer. The rate at which false prophets rise in those kind of places, it's amazing. But they are everywhere. They're in Nigeria. They're in Ghana. And they will always be looking for relevance. They will always fight anybody that speaks against false teachings. They have no business. You will never see them say, ah, this thing is not correct. This thing is not true. No, they don't have business with that. Because they don't want you also to criticize what they are doing. They want everybody to keep quiet for them. We will not keep quiet. Brethren, it is a great thing to hate the deed of the Nicolaitans. It is a wonderful thing to hate what Jesus hate. Never like what Jesus hates. Never love what Jesus hate. Never accommodate what Jesus hate. Everything he hate, we must hate. We saw the way he drove them out. They didn't say, ah, why is he driving people out? Why is Jesus always attacking people? At least they are servant of God. He should let them do the work. Is it the one who has been called to do that work? That's not Jesus' gift. Jesus is a prophet. They are priests. Jesus, you allow them to do their work. That's what they will say today. False preachers. That's what they will be saying on the pulpit today. Don't be ashamed and don't be afraid to hate the deed of the Nicolaitans. They will fight back, but they won't win. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number. +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.